Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 87. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 66. Partly cloudy. Slight chance for storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 75.
Mid-America Network News. Police in Russell are investigating after a bomb threat disrupted school dismissal yesterday. At 3:14 yesterday, police say that Russell County Communications received a call regarding a bomb threat at the Russell Junior Senior High School. The Russell Police Department says that immediately a coordinated response was initiated from USD 407 Administration and law enforcement. Authorities did an immediate sweep of the school and grounds and found nothing. Around 4 p.m., the students were released from school. Randy Leach vanished in April of 1988. His mother says the case has never been closer to resolution. A search has narrowed down a possible location where Randy's remains may be. While not disclosed at this time, additional investigative work is being planned at the site. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router and consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Backlash continues against President Trump's plan to allow more imported beef into the U.S. market in an effort to reduce record prices. The move would bring in over 300,000 tons of additional imported beef, over 25% below market value. Now Kansas lawmakers are chiming in. Senator Roger Marshall said that beef prices trace back to one thing, the smallest cattle herd of my lifetime. Americans aren't short on protein options like chicken or pork. What's short is the signal to U.S. ranchers to grow the herd back. That's where long-term solutions and federal policy should focus, not flooding the market with imports. Kansans without tornado shelters could soon find safety in 3D printed structures. 3D printed concrete blocks could help build severe weather shelters in places like manufactured home communities. Kansas State University is developing the technology. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers wrapped up last week announcing that he is suing the city of Omaha, telling them they need to enforce Nebraska's minimum wage law against their new city ordinance. The lawsuit comes after the city of Lincoln and their leaders, who passed a similar measure, where according to the Attorney General's office, they argue that the state's two largest cities are seeking a, quote, power grab after a supermajority of state lawmakers set a 1.75% annual growth rate for the minimum wage, saying that employers may pay 14- and 15-year-old workers $13.50, which is down from the current $15 minimum wage. In a statement from the AG's office, they say, quote, our Constitution does not permit the city of Omaha to repeal any portion of a statewide law passed by the legislature, where local ordinances are seeking to maintain the 2022 voter-approved annual adjustment to minimum wage, prohibiting paying any workers less than $15 an hour. Under current law, minimum wage for the state is at $15.26. Mid-America Network News.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, with the Marshall County Health Department, are investigating an outbreak of salmonella infections among individuals who attended the Axtell Days Festival August 6th through the 9th. They're requesting anyone who attended the festival, if you got ill or not, please take a moment to fill out a brief survey. The link is available on the Facebook page for the Marshall County Health Department. The survey will help determine the source and scope of the illness. If you have questions, contact the Marshall County Health Department in Marysville at 562-3485 or the KDHE Epidemiology Hotline at 877-427-7317. A public information meeting is planned Wednesday evening for Marysville USD 364, which is considering switching league affiliations from the NCKL to the Big East League. Public questions submitted in advance will be addressed, and potential changes will be outlined. This is not a school board meeting. The public is welcome to attend the forum Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. The Bulldogs remain one of three original teams in the NCKL and will be a Class 2A school beginning this football season, with three 3A and three 4A schools rounding out the NCKL. The Big East includes Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Riley County, among 11 schools in northeast Kansas. USD 108 Washington County School Board at their meeting last month approved a $71,000 project to improve the school weight room and will undertake a fundraising campaign toward the effort. The Endowment Association has pledged $30,000 in matching funds. The weight room is open outside school hours to local community members, currently for a $25 annual fee, which is being raised to $50 for district patrons and $100 annually for non-district residents, effective January 1st, for board approval at the meeting. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville announcing that orthopedic surgeon Dr. Trevor Gaskell and physician's assistant Jacob Edelman will begin seeing patients this week in Marysville. Dr. David Simani, who previously had been orthopedic surgeon, advising he will continue seeing patients at his Lincoln office. Gaskell and Edelman joined CMH through a partnership with Orthopedic and Sports Medicine of Manhattan. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Friday on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
The city of Washington, Kansas is accepting applications for public works superintendent. This applicant must possess a valid Kansas BCDL and high school diploma / GED. Knowledge in vehicle and equipment maintenance and operations, along with supervisory, managerial, and leadership skills, is required. This position requires residency within a 5-mile radius of Washington and on-call coverage on a rotating basis. Position also requires Class 2 water and Class 1 water waste operations certificates. Contact the Washington City Clerk 785-325-2284 or visit washingtonks.net/employment for a full job description and applications. Compensation dependent upon qualifications and includes an excellent benefit package. Interested candidates can submit their application resume and cover letter and a 3 work-related reference to the City of Washington, P.O. Box 296. Position open until filled, EOE.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. More rain showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be another slight chance for some rain showers on a Wednesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in lower to mid 60s. Sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the lower 80s, then staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still staying sunny into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain may linger early Saturday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and more rain showers possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid 90s, then spotty showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and rain Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late August, 87, record high in the state, 106, the average low, 63, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:12, sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
For most of the century, prime tree planting season is approaching. A look at the timetable and other tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 25th, the 237th day of the year. Director Tim Burton is celebrating a birthday, and Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run album was released on this day in 1975. There is an answer to the question, what's the best time of year to plant a tree? Unfortunately, it's not the same answer for everyone. In general, it's when there's time to establish roots before being stressed by heat, freezing cold, or lack of moisture. For most of the U.S., that's late summer or early fall. In colder climates, though, the optimal time may be early spring after the ground thaws. And in the Deep South, wait until cooler weather is firmly established in the autumn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get more planting tips at almanac.com.
Before there was TikTok and streaming, there were CDs, low-rise jeans, TRL, and the music was unforgettable. Transport back to Y2K at Palmer Labor Day, Sunday, September 6th, as Full House presents The Millennium. All the best hits from the 90s and 2000s packed into one night. Covering NSYNC, Britney Spears, The Backstreet Boys, and more as the hits take over Palmer Labor Day, September 6th at 9:30 p.m. in downtown Palmer. Visit the Palmer Labor Day Facebook page for a full schedule.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Another investigation is ongoing in the state of Kansas after another high school football player has died during practice at the end of last week. As Cake News reports that the 17-year-old student died on the first day of practice at the Pawnee Heights High School in western Kansas. It is the fifth football player to have died in the state of Kansas since the year of 2018. As the autopsy happened over the weekend, according to the Pawnee County attorney, Doug McNett, where he said the 17-year-old student, known as Rylan Reese, was a junior. His mother was also a volunteer in the school district, and the father was a former Pawnee County undersheriff. They are relating it to excessive heat, as it was 90 degrees with 58% humidity in Great Bend where the practice was going on, according to the National Weather Service. The school district has two schools with roughly 140 students. The Kansas High School Athletic Association has released updated guidelines regarding trying to take care of fall athletic students in the state of Kansas, with many schools adapting for the ongoing training session before the season starts. Mid-America Network Sports.
When a person calls 988, they're connected to a crisis counselor.
Crisis is completely self-defined. If you're wondering if you should call, you should probably call.
A caller can expect to talk about coping skills, talk about resources and ways to move forward beyond the call.
They can call us, they can chat, they can text. And when they come out on the other side, they're feeling better.
Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
Sponsored by Headquarters Kansas and aired in cooperation with this state.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VIN check service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over to NICB.org to check it out.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Regular season baseball is winding down for 2026, and in the AA division, the Wichita Wind Surge are getting ready to wrap up their season as well. And while they've struggled through portions of their season, they are boasting about one record-breaking thing they have done, which is having the only all-female athletic training staff that's been helping them through the season this entire year.
It's nice to kind of make the atmosphere a little different than the guys would have when it's all male coaching staff or all male like medical and performance staff.
We're not the first in a sense to be in baseball, right? Like we have some greats that have come before us and that have kind of paved that way. But to see that there's still so much work to do and we're part of that work feels really good.
An audio from Cake News, where according to members of the training staff, they say they look forward to a new era of the sport, working to make it easier for all the women, breaking barriers in the dugout, saying more women are becoming interested in baseball.
Hey Wildcat fans, single match tickets for K-State Volleyball are on sale now. Be here as the Cats look to make another postseason run, facing Big 12 foes including BYU and TCU. Feel the energy inside Morgan Family Arena. Get your tickets today by visiting kstatesports.com/tickets or by calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats! Hey Wildcat fans, the countdown to soccer season is on. 2026 single match tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the Wildcats as they build on a record-breaking season with exciting matchups against Nebraska and marquee Big 12 opponents. Visit kstatesports.com/tickets or call 1-800-221-CATS to secure your seats today. We'll see you at Boozer Family Park. Go Cats!
Add the All-America Selections 2021 winner Goldilocks squash to your wish list for next year's garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This orange acorn squash is a vigorous grower, yielding an abundant harvest of 10 or more sweet, nutty flavored fruits per plant. It is a compact variety growing about 4 to 5 feet in diameter, making it perfect for those with limited space. All America Selections is a nonprofit trialing organization that names only new, non-GMO varieties as winners. Entries are evaluated for their flavor, beauty, and performance in home gardens. Judges across the United States and Canada gave Goldilocks Winter rave reviews, including the flavor was more robust and the color very attractive, perfect for a meal and continuous yield. And even those that don't like to eat winter squash will want to include the bright orange fruit in their fall displays. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We love Branson. Live shows, unforgettable experiences, and memories that last forever. When planning your next vacation, make Branson a must visit. With the world-class theme park Silver Dollar City, family-friendly activities like the Butterfly Palace, and timeless productions like Shepherd of the Hills Outdoor Drama, Branson has something for all. And for the adventure seekers, explore Branson in thrilling style with pink Jeep tours from downtown to the mountaintops. Adventure is calling. Check out explore-branson.com to plan your next visit.
Most cemeteries are peaceful memorials to those who have passed. That was the case here until one of the newly interned brought so many visitors, he had to be moved. The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
The Whitehead Memorial Museum in Del Rio, Texas, has exhibits on many interesting topics, but if you ask director Michael Diaz about the most popular attraction here, well, that's an easy question to answer.
Our largest attractions is, of course, the grave of Judge Roy Bean. He was actually the Justice of the Peace in Langtree, Texas. When he did his thing over there, he was something else also. But we do have him and his son buried here on our grounds.
But when Bean died in 1903, his resting place was not where it is today.
After he passed away in Langtree, his son brought him here in Del Rio to be buried here in Del Rio, and he was buried in one of the local cemeteries. After they made the movie about him, The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean with Paul Newman, people started flocking to Del Rio to see his gravesite where he was buried.
The increased visitors to the town of Del Rio was a welcome boost to the economy. But those same visitors also became a challenge.
While they were here, they were trampling the other gravestones. They were actually breaking off pieces of his gravestone to take as a souvenir for themselves. So the city thought that it would be a good idea to actually move him and his son to somewhere where it would be more secure.
And so Bean and his son came to rest here on the museum grounds. Their markers under the large shade trees are often visited, as well as a replica of the saloon where he handed down law over in Langtree, Texas.
People come from all around the world just to see where he's buried. But we do have a replica for the people who are not going to Langtree. They can kind of see what his saloon and his courtroom look like.
Roy's son, Sam, died just 4 years after his father in 1907. Both markers remain a piece of history that visitors will drive many miles yet to see today. Traveling the countryside in Del Rio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $351 per vehicle. So buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Trees would love having a consistent moisture level all year long, but that rarely happens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the time to give them a drink as you're living the country life.
Living the country life,
ideas, and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
A hot and dry summer can leave your plants feeling parched. It's important for trees to have adequate moisture now because they're forming buds for next year's growth. If the rainfall has been sparse in your area, it's time to give them a drink. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the first step is to figure out how dry the soil is. Grab the biggest screwdriver you can find and slowly push it into the ground.
You can tell a couple things from that. First of all, just how hard it is. What's the resistance of you pushing it into the ground? If it goes in real easily and makes kind of a sloshing sound and then you pull it out and the water is dripping off of it, the tree is too wet. If you try to push it into the ground and it's really hard to push it in the ground, and then when you finally do, you pull it out, it's powder dry on the end of the screwdriver blade, then it's too dry. You want that happy medium.
If the soil is too dry, it's time to water. It should be done over the entire root system, which is an area 2 to 3 times as wide as the spread of the leaves. Sprinkler system, soaker hose, however you do it is up to you. But the goal is to get moisture to the roots in a slow and deliberate manner.
For an acreage situation, a rain train is a very good device for a larger space around trees. Very easy to set, come back an hour later and reset it, have it go north and south, then come back and go the east and west the other direction. And it's very efficient at delivering the water. You don't get much evaporation with a rain train. So under those kind of settings, that's what I would recommend.
The water-absorbing roots are within the top 2 feet of soil. Keep these roots moist, but not wet. Aim for the equivalent of 1 to 2 inches of rain once a week or so. Learn more about watering trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Summer mowing season is here. If your equipment needs an upgrade,
save 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment at the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
Easy start and long-lasting 62-volt batteries make Pioneer equipment tough as a Kansas summer.
Get a 6-month warranty and 15% off all Pioneer lawn equipment.
Only at the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington. At the Placement Farm and Ranch Supply in Washington.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Have you ever seen a bald eagle take off and fly toward the heavens? The Bible says something else flies away, just like that. Hi, I'm Rob West of the Faith and Finance Minute. Proverbs 23, 4 and 5 says, "Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone. For suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven." Of course, God calls us to work diligently, provide for our families, and give generously so we can help those in need. However, if you've ever watched a chunk of your retirement savings disappear, you know how quickly earthly wealth can vanish. But here's the hope that we hold. God is faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us. Even when our savings shrink or seem to fly away, His faithfulness remains. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
The engines will roar and the poll is on at the Oneida Truck and Tractor Poll this Friday evening. 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 is registration. Poll starts at 7 p.m. featuring 9 classes of action. Adult tickets $20, kids age 6 to 14 are $10, with 5 and under are free. $15 for any size cooler to enter, no glass bottles, please. Don't miss the 7 p.m. start for the Oneida Truck and Tractor Poll this Friday evening at the ball fields in Oneida.
A Wisconsin woman has been named to head an international farm safety and health group. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Melissa Pluckelman Brown, an outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin, has been named president-elect of the International Society for Agricultural Safety and Health.
I think that keeping farmers safe and healthy really is just a way to support agriculture itself. And so becoming president-elect, or kind of like a vice president of the International Society of Agricultural Safety and Health, really is a huge honor to me.
I asked Pluckelman Brown about ISASH, which is the largest professional society of agricultural safety specialists in the world.
In the past couple of years, we've really improved this organization. It's always been great, and we just keep getting better. And I want to keep that trajectory going. And one of the things I really want to work on is our membership and just awareness that this organization exists. If we could get more people to join our organization and to join their intelligence with our intelligence and just talk about what more can we do to brainstorm how to keep our farmers safe.
Pluckelman Brown will assume the president's role next June at the group's annual conference in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Mark your calendars for September 12th through the 14th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. For this year, the Patterson Family Foundation has set a match rate of 2-1, meaning for every dollar raised, the foundation will contribute 50 cents up to a maximum match of $100,000. For gifts between $25 and $5,000, the Blue Rapids Community Foundation will provide a 50% match for every $1 donated, up to a maximum match of $2,500 per fund. To donate, visit either BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, P.O. Box 63 in Blue Rapids, or join them for an in-person event on September 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. Support the organization in the Blue Rapids community striving to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow with the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Days, September 12th through the 14th.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin.
Tensions are rising across High Plains livestock country following a federal proposal aimed at lowering retail grocery bills. President Trump announced plans to temporarily eliminate tariff duties on up to 300,000 metric tons of foreign ground beef over a 90-day window, claiming imported beef sold at a 25% below market value will ease consumer inflation. However, Kansas livestock operators and agricultural groups are responding with sharp criticism, warning the policy risk undermining domestic markets. Reaction from state's leadership was swift. Kansas Farm Bureau President Glenn Brunko forcefully rejected the strategy, stating that undercutting local ranchers and grocery aisles threatens domestic agriculture. State and national cattle organizations agree, warning that artificial market interventions create extreme price volatility. They emphasize that dropping live cattle values penalizes producers who are taking on significant financial risk to rebuild herds after years of elevated input costs. On Capitol Hill, Kansas lawmakers are echoing those industry concerns. U.S. Representative Derek Schmidt urged federal officials to allow free market dynamics to operate naturally. Meanwhile, Senator Roger Marshall pointed out that current beef prices reflect historically low cattle numbers, the smallest national herd in decades. Marshall argued that federal policy should incentivize herd expansion rather than flooding the domestic market with government-subsidized foreign product. With ground beef averaging near $7 a pound nationally, producers emphasize that long-term stability requires sustained investment in domestic supply chains. Industry analysts warn that short-term import spikes throws cold water on herd retention decisions precisely when producers need confidence to expand. As debates over food security and import tariffs continue in Washington, Kansas cattle producers remain focused on managing late summer feed costs and navigating volatile cash markets. This is currently a developing story. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Fall season is finally here. Are you ready? You will be with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned right here all season long as we give you updates directly from the farm with harvest updates across the country. From Texas all the way up to the Dakotas, we have your daily crop progress reports, quality reports, harvest delays, co-op and price updates on your crop, and so much more. Let us help you have a successful harvest this year, and it all starts right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
Every season asks something different from your farm. Your insurance should do the same. With the Dragoston Insurance Agency, the time to relook at your policy isn't after a disaster strikes, it's before. Backed by the Buckeye Insurance Group and with offices in Washington, Clay Center, and Concordia, find insurance built around your operation. Every acre, building, and piece of equipment on your farm is vital to your farming investment. Your insurance should too. Insurance to grow with from the Dragoston Insurance Agency.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum reminds everyone that propane renewals are due August 31st. Don't let old man winter sneak up on you this year. Give them a call at 785-337-2446. Maximize your savings with a guaranteed propane contract and lock in your price for 1 to 3 winters with Sapp Brothers Petroleum. First year's lease payment is free for new customers, so call in for a quote. Servicing residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs from Philly to Hanover to Blue Rapids, Sapp Brothers Petroleum treating you like family with service that will make you want to come back. Reminding everyone that propane renewals are due August 31st.
A $2 million study for ranchers and researchers to look at how to align the goals of conservation and cattle production with the use of virtual fencing technology. That's today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Cattle fencing is a new technology that combines a cattle collar and a computer program. Flint Hills Initiative Manager with a Nature Conservancy in Kansas, Tony Capizzo.
What we're doing is applying collars to livestock. We're working with cattle, primarily cow-calf pairs. Those collars are interacting with radio towers and our ranching partner who has a computer app that he's using to draw lines on a map. And you can draw boxes to keep livestock in or draw boxes to keep livestock out. And then those instructions are sent from his computer through the radio tower to the collars. And then as the collar approaches those boundaries, the cattle hear a beep. And then when they contact the boundary, there's a beep and a small shock.
Each collar has a GPS unit inside of it.
The technology uses these radio huts. So there's a hut that sends out a radio signal. The benefit of that radio signal is you don't necessarily have to have great cell coverage where you're at. So that radio signal can go out. You know, it's a little bit sensitive to topography and there can be some shadow effects, just like radio on your car. But in general, that radio signal is able to get to the collars and give them instructions.
The virtual fencing can be used in areas where it is not feasible to put in a hard fence and be more cost effective, as well as getting more animal unit days on pasture to help offset the costs of the technology. Capizzo's research includes ecology, habitat, wildlife, and economics, and includes partners such as Kansas State University. He is on the second year of a five-year study. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag technology information, log on to agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
The Hal Ross Flour Mill at Kansas State University is unique for the grain industry and students wanting to learn more about milling science. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. Hal Ross Flour Mill Operations Manager Paul Blodgett describes the mill as a one-of-a-kind building anywhere in the world.
It is a flour mill dedicated for teaching purposes. So, out in the milling industry is fairly small. If you go to one of the big companies, whether that's an Ardent or an ADM, and want to do testing or something like that, they are busy making product for customers, and they're not interested in shutting their mill down for that purpose. So that's kind of our niche. Our niche is to educate students. That's our primary goal, to educate the undergraduates. We also do research activities, both with grad students and with industry work.
Blodgett explains how the Hal Ross Flour Mill works with industry.
So if the companies want to come to us, let's say they have a new high-fiber wheat that they're growing, how do I test that before I roll that up and I start, you know, rolling that out as a new variety or a new seed? We do a lot of testing like that. I also mill the Wheat Quality Council samples and utilize students to assist me with that. So we're milling these different varieties of wheat, passing that milling information and the flour information on so they can do research on that and try to figure out which varieties they're trying to advance.
Blodgett says the mill is well connected with industry and is the only place, other than China, where students can get a four-year degree in milling science.
When we talk about the milling industry, I always tell people who's out there, it's all K-Staters. So if they have a research project or trying to advance something, who do they come back to? They come back to K-State. We're the experts in the field. The people that want to come back and then do the research, these companies, is typically people that I've worked with in the past, whether it's former students, people I've worked for. It's very close, tight-knit networking in the flour milling or in the grain processing industry. We're trying to get the word out. We get a lot of good ag students coming in. A lot of the rural students or kids, if you would call them that, learn about us typically through word of mouth or from a friend or something like that. And that's how they kind of get started down that milling path.
That was Hal Ross Flour Mill Operations Manager Paul Blodgett with information on the mill's connection to industry and students interested in milling science. You can learn more online by searching for Hal Ross Flour Mill. More information on the Department of Grain and Food Science is available at grains.k-state.edu. Grains.k-state.edu. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Recent reports tell us the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean damaging hail, winds, and tornadoes. At World Insurance, we know what kind of damage these storms can cause, not only to your crops, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail insurance to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to protect your livelihood. Insure your crops from that storm on the horizon by calling Tammy at World Insurance, 785-562-2393, or stop in our Marysville office at 715 Broadway Street. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Tuesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market, we've had a nice turnaround within the last hour of the day or so, as most of these numbers are now higher across the board. Over in the seeds market, not much change has happened since the markets first opened up, and these numbers remain mixed, mostly higher. And over in the livestock, the cattle continue to be mostly in the red, and the hogs, they remain lower all across the board. In the corn market, September corn up 8 3/4 at 500 1/2, and December up 7 1/4 at 522 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September up 2 3/4 at 753 1/4, and December up 2 1/4 at 769 1/2. In the oats market, September oats down 2 1/2 at 319 3/4, and December up 0.5 cent at 342 3/4. In the bean market, September beans up 8 1/2 at 1224 1/2, and November up 9 1/2 at 1233 3/4. Soybean meal for September down 60 cents at 319.70, and October down 30 cents at 322.90. Soybean oil for September up 50 cents at 67.63, and October up 57 cents at 67.83. In the canola market, November canola up 20.40 at 7.91 even, and January up 21.20 at 860. In the cotton market, December cotton down 81 cents at 88.02, and March down 76 cents at 89.93. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September down 4 cents at 98.88, and December also down 4 cents at 98.61. The euro for September is up to $1.16, and December slightly higher as well at $1.17. And the Japanese yen for September is down to 62 cents, and December slightly down, but at 63 cents. Over in our afternoon stock market numbers, the S&P 500 rises slightly as yields fall, and NASDAQ boosted by chip names. With the Dow Jones up 68 points at 53,485, the S&P 500 up 13 points at 7,667, and the NASDAQ up 119 points at 26,102. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Colorectal cancer doesn't stop for COVID-19. Hello, I'm Dr. Cecilia Brewington. African Americans are more likely to die from colorectal cancer than other Americans, likely because our screening rates are lower. The government requires insurance companies to cover not only colonoscopy, but a range of tests, including virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options today. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit Radiology.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $351 per vehicle. So buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Interested in setting up at the Palmer Gun Show Saturday, September 5th? Contact 785-360-1027, again 630-1027, to claim your spot at the Palmer Gun Show Saturday, September 5th.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Falling Treasury yields have helped to boost the Standard & Poor's 500 a quarter percent going into the midday. The NASDAQ composite was up 0.5% this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had gained 55 points on the day. Shares in Dick's Sporting Goods fell more than 25% today after the retailer reported quarterly earnings that missed Wall Street's expectations. The company cites what it calls a challenging footwear and apparel marketplace. Electric trucks are more expensive starting today. Tesla says the sticker price of some versions of the Cybertruck are going up by $5,000. For example, the premium all-wheel drive edition now lists for $85,000. Summer is giving way to fall, at least at Starbucks. The pumpkin spice latte is officially available today. And if pumpkin isn't quite your speed, two new drinks inspired by banana bread are part of the new fall menu at Starbucks. Jim Ryan, ABC.
KNDY.